Chapter 1. Trees are nothing but a canopy for scandal. Elegant ladies remain indoors after dark. A treatise on the most exquisite of ladies. We hear that leaves are not the only things falling in gardens. The Scandal Sheet, October 1823. In retrospect, there were four actions Miss Giuliana Fiore should have reconsidered that evening. First, she likely should have ignored the impulse to leave her sister-in-law's autumn ball in favour of the less cloying, better smelling, and far more poorly lit gardens of Ralston House. Second, she very likely should have hesitated when that same impulse propelled her deeper along the darkened paths that marked the exterior of her brother's home. Third, she almost certainly should have returned to the house the moment she stumbled upon Lord Grabham, deep in his cups, half falling down and spouting entirely ungentlemanly things. But she definitely should not have hit him. It didn't matter that he had pulled her close and breathed his hot, whiskey-laden breath upon her, or that his cold, moist lips had clumsily found their way to the high arch of one cheek, or that he had suggested that she might like it just as her mother had. Ladies did not hit people. At least, English ladies didn't. She watched as the not-so-much-a-gentleman howled in pain and yanked a handkerchief from his pocket, covering his nose and flooding the pristine white linen with scarlet. She froze, absent-mindedly shaking the sting from her hand, dread consuming her. This was bound to get out. It was bound to become an issue. It didn't matter that he deserved it. What was she to have done? Allowed him to maul her while she waited for a saviour to come crashing through the trees? Any man out in the gardens at this hour was certain to be less of a saviour and more of the same. But she had just proven the gossips right. She'd never be one of them. Giuliana looked up into the dark canopy of trees. The rustle of leaves far overhead had only moments ago promised her respite from the unpleasantness of the ball. Now the sound taunted her, an echo of the whispers inside ballrooms throughout London whenever she passed.
"You hit me!"
The fat man's cry was all too loud, nasal and outraged. She lifted her throbbing hand and pushed a loose strand of hair back from her cheek.
"Come near me again, and you'll get more of the same."
His eyes did not leave her as he mopped the blood from his nose. The anger in his gaze was unmistakable. She knew that anger, knew what it meant, braced herself for what was coming. It stung nonetheless.
"You shall regret this."
He took a menacing step toward her.
"I'll have everyone believing that you begged me for it, here in your brother's gardens like the tart you are."
An ache began at her temple. She took one step back, shaking her head.
"No,"
she said, flinching at the thickness of her Italian accent, the one she had been working so hard to tame.
"They will not believe you."
The words sounded hollow even to her. Of course they would believe him. He read the thought and gave a bark of angry laughter.
"You can't imagine they'd believe you, barely legitimate, tolerated only because your brother is a marquis. You can't believe he'd believe you. You are, after all, your mother's daughter."
Your mother's daughter. The words were a blow she could never escape, no matter how hard she tried. She lifted her chin, squaring her shoulders.
"They will not believe you,"
she repeated, willing her voice to remain steady,
"because they will not believe I could possibly have wanted you, porco."
It took a moment for him to translate the Italian into English, to hear the insult. But when he did, the word pig hanging between them in both languages, Grabham reached for her, his fleshy hand grasping, fingers like sausages. He was shorter than she was, but he made up for it in brute strength. He grabbed one wrist, fingers digging deep, promising to bruise, and Giuliana attempted to wrench herself from his grip, her skin twisting and burning. She hissed her pain and acted on instinct, thanking her maker that she'd learned to fight from the boys on the Veronese riverfront. Her knee came up, made precise, vicious contact. Grabham howled, his grip loosening just enough for escape. And Juliana did the only thing she could think of. She ran.